the thing that stick out most in my mind, it was the principal of the school.
Beverly Carter.
He was a really mean person. And I can remember how he would call us into the office and just degrade us and tell us how we stink and how we need to go home and bathe. And the thing about it was that my father would get up every morning real early, and he would, even though I was like 8 years old, he would bathe me himself, you know, to make sure, because he didn't want that to happen, you know, to make sure they wouldn't have any excuse to say that we didn't smell nice or pleasant. So, but still, it didn't matter. To them, we still, you know, stunk. You know, it just didn't matter. And so that, to me, was the hardest thing. That's the thing that I would never forget, is how this man was so cruel to a little child. Another thing that sticks out is that I remember is that when I was little, when I was in the third grade, I wanted to be accepted so bad, you know, and be a part, that some of the children would ask me to hold their jump rope. And I knew that I couldn't jump, but I could. You know, I knew I could throw the rope. That way, at least I would have somebody to play with. So I would just throw the rope. It was hard, and but to me that was better than, you know, having to sit against the wall and do nothing all day. But they wouldn't let me jump. I couldn't jump.
Some hard memories.
Yeah, and I don't know, going through it, to me it wasn't as hard. So I don't know, I just feel like it was something that we had to do, that we had no other choice, that we didn't have a choice. I feel like it was something that was planned. It was our, that was part of my life to do this, my family life to do this, and we didn't have a choice. It was something that we had to do. And I think the way we got through that is that God knew, you know, I think he played a big part in it, and that he made the burden so we could handle it. He made it so we could go back day after day after day. And because it's something that had to be done. And I think he chose this family to do it. And now bringing it back up, it hurts a whole lot more than when it was actually happening. Because for some reason, I think he made it light. He made the burden light for us.
Why do you think these people's hearts were so hard?
I think that it goes back to, I think they had just been raised that way. And I think it just goes back to slavery time. You know, I think it goes way back. I think it was something, and when it started with slavery and power and wanting to be in control. And the only way you could be in control and to treat people like that, you had to make them inhuman. Because you couldn't treat someone you liked that way. So you couldn't afford to like them. And so I think that's where it got started. And then after that, from it passed from generation to generation, it was just being taught